The new U.S. ambassador to China is the talk of the Chinese blogosphere. A snapshot photo of Gary Locke has gone viral. But no scandal here. He is seen ordering his own drink at an airport Starbucks and wearing his own backpack. Well, soon after that photo was posted to a Chinese blog, the comments began pouring in by the thousands. Comments of disbelief and praise from the Chinese public. Why was such a high-level official carrying his own bag? Why was no one on hand to buy coffee for the boss? And this suggests perhaps it is time for Chinese dignitaries to follow the example of humble Locke. Those words are from Chen Weihua. He's deputy editor of the China Daily's U.S. edition, and he joins us now from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering, what do you think it is about this photo that has so resonated with the Chinese people, has drawn all this reaction?
Yeah, because the photo looks so unreal, I mean, to most Chinese. In the Chinese government official culture, and someone as senior as Gary Locke, I mean, who was once the governor of state of Washington, who was the former Secretary of Commerce, very high up there. People at this level would never do this themselves, buying a coffee, carrying a backpack. They wouldn't even get near the Starbucks, you know. There was always someone who would carry coffees to them.
So do you think the idea from the comments that you've read online is the idea maybe we should have, as you say in your piece in China Daily, our own leaders should take a page from this. Maybe they should do a little bit more of their own coffee buying.
Yeah, I think Gary Locke arrived in China. He promised to build a more cooperative relationship between the country. And he probably didn't realize, I mean, the first thing he did actually was sort of to setting a role model, I mean, for Chinese officials, how they should behave. I mean, it's quite interesting. I think it's put a lot of pressure on Chinese officials starting now. I mean, people will start to compare them with Gary Locke, you know, why American officials act like this and a Chinese official. I mean, I'm not talking about Chinese ministers. I mean, talking about the local officials.
Yeah, you write in your piece that even a township chief would have a chauffeur and a secretary to carry his bag.
Yes, really not that high, I mean, but they always behave very pompously. This is kind of a status symbol. You should never do this sort of a menial, low-level job yourself. You always leave it to your secretary.
There was a reaction from the new ambassador, from Gary Locke himself over the weekend, where he was asked about this image of him at the Starbucks buying his own cup of coffee by reporters, and he said, "I like to do things myself."
Exactly. I mean, actually, one of my colleagues interviewed him when he was the Commerce Secretary and said, basically, what's your hobby? He said he liked to fix things himself, like plumbing, you know, these things. I mean, a lot of officials, I'm talking about some, even the corporate executive, they would never say this. They always say, hey, I like to play golf, maybe polo. I mean, it's like, look like you are, you know, high-level people. You know how to appreciate good life, you know. So this is the difference, I mean, people see.
Chen Weihua, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Chen Weihua is deputy editor of the China Daily U.S. edition. He spoke with us from New York.